Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
Why does my partner have to go to Vegas with the guys? This has been an epic struggle for a couple we know. She hates that he wants to go to Vegas once a year with his fraternity brothers, where they have a fun weekend drinking too much and gambling and watching sports and who knows what else. That's what she's thinking. And by the way, my husband is one of these guys. And I love that he gets together with his college chums. He comes home sunburned and exhausted, and he's so happy to see me. And she's like, wait, aren't you worried? And I am not worried, but I am thinking. She doesn't trust her guy, even though he's given her no reason not to trust him. But she had this relationship before him that is messing her up because it was off again, on again, and this guy lied to her over and over again. So when I say to her, I don't get it. He's never given you a reason to doubt him, and yet you do. It was like a light bulb moment. And I could see the realization in her face that she was now in a healthy relationship, and that was entirely new territory for her. And relationships are hard, even in the best of circumstances. But I do think traveling separately from your partner is an important part of being in a good relationship because you each have your own individuality. And even though you're a couple, it's still great to be independent and to do your own thing and to allow each other to do that because it enriches your experience together. And absence does make the heart grow fonder. And I've had a few friends look at me kind of funny when I say, oh, I'm going to South Beach for a few days with one of my gays. And they're like, really? And your husband's not coming and he doesn't mind? And I'm like, no, he's happy for me. He knows this friend of mine and he knows how much fun we have together. And it's not the same kind of fun that I'll have with him. That doesn't mean I don't love traveling with my husband because I do. But it doesn't have to be one or the other. You can have both. And you might know this from your own experience because when you trust each other in a relationship, it is just one of the best feelings on earth. And I'll share with you what happened in this scenario. Over time, she was able to build trust in the relationship and they got married, they have a baby, and this conflict around the Vegas trip completely disappeared. Didn't happen overnight, but it did happen with time and trust. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.